Brides and Modern Grooms, a guide to planning straight, gay, and other non-traditional 21st century weddings, written and narrated by me, Mark O'Connell, LCSW. This book was first published in hardcover by Skyhorse Publishing in 2014 and in paperback, also by Skyhorse, in 2017. For Justin. Introduction. Marriage equality has arrived, and it's not just for the gays. This book is for any of you hoping to create a personalized wedding that dignifies your relationship, your individuality, the mutual recognition between you and your partner, and the equality you share, whether you're straight, gay, or none of the above. Weddings are evolving across the board, and so too is the freedom and fun in planning them. Ceremonies, even religious ones, are now more a proclamation of love and commitment on equal terms for all couples, and less a public ritual during which one man drags a woman out by the hair and throws her at the feet of another man. That's right. In little over 100 years, brides have grown from being property to proposing, and now they can also watch their lesbian and gay friends enjoy conjugal kisses under the law. When my husband Justin and I were married in 2006, at the age of 29, I found myself both moved by the past and roused to engage with the future. My gay uncle, Dan, who was 29 in 1986, when the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex sex was not a constitutional right, took me aside during our reception and told me with a sincere tear in one eye, I wasn't sure I'd ever see a day like this. Meanwhile, several of my straight female friends responded with enthusiasm to the custom-made ceremony Justin and I had crafted out of cherry-picked text and music, emphasizing our love and friendship as equal but separate. My women friends were somewhat ambivalent about having weddings, concerned about the aforementioned inequities that have historically stained these events. But after seeing ours, they were inspired and emboldened. These ladies have since collaborated with their partners to create magnificently distinctive nuptials of their own, honoring their unique loves while also liberating their guests by exploding tradition. I was a bridesman for each of them. Modern weddings are indeed becoming more and more queer. By queer, I don't necessarily mean LGBT, but more inclusively, I refer to anyone busting out of stale societal norms to get some fresh air. Modern weddings include, but are not limited to, the straight Catholic couple who read a Dan Savage piece about marriage equality at their ceremony, the faithfully Jewish straight bride who married a non-religious, gender non-conforming groom, as well as the variety of interfaith, interracial, and binational weddings I've had the pleasure to attend. Not to mention all of those weddings of couples who actually genuinely like each other and who want their truth to outweigh tradition. This isn't to say we don't stand to inherit anything useful from traditional marriage. Obviously, the very idea of throwing a kick-ass party of exhibitionism, romantic ideals, and righteous symbolism derives from them. And now, with same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states, couples of the gay and lesbian variety share equally with straights in the economy of instant marriage recognition, including the option to do a Vegas-style quickie, but more importantly, the ability to answer the frequent cocktail party question, when were you married? Lickety-split. I can't tell you how many times I've been tripped up in the headlights of that question, as though I'd been pulled over on the highway after having a stroke. Well, officer, we had a wedding in 2006 in Massachusetts. We're New York residents. But Mass didn't recognize out-of-state weddings at that time. Thank you, Mitt Romney.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?